We said that the guardian is, even if he's, let's say he's a paid, he's Shomer Sachar, so he's paid to watch something, he'll be pater from onsen. But where do you draw, when is something an onus? So we're going to talk now about a shepherd protecting the flock from threats. So at what point do you say, listen, he couldn't help it? So we actually define here, Zev Echad, if it's one wolf coming at the pack, so then, Eino Onus. That's not considered an onus. He could have fended the wolf off, but he didn't. So in other words, the assumption is that he saw a wolf and he ran away. So that's no way for a shepherd to behave, and therefore he has to replace whatever, you know, sheep were eaten. Obviously, if he tried to chase away the wolf and the wolf wasn't chased away, then it goes without saying that's an onus. No bigger onus than that. You tried and failed. But the point is just to run away from the one wolf rather than face the wolf is considered to be you can't declare it an onus. You can't say it wasn't your control. It was in your control. You could have tried. You didn't try. However, shnei ze'evim, if two wolves come, then onus. There's no, people can't chase away two wolves, and therefore you can run away and claim it wasn't my fault the wolves came. Reb Huda Omer, b'shas mishlachas ze'evim. This means like heaven sent them, based on a pasuk. I guess I'm not exactly sure what it means, but my best educated guess is like when wolves are on the hunt, like when they're not just happen to be. You know, sometimes you happen to walk into a wolf, and then the wolf say, "Oh, here comes lunch," and eat it. That's one thing. Another thing is the wolves have decided they're hungry and they're going out for hunting. Once the wolf's out hunting, then no one's going to stop the wolf, says Rabbi Yehuda, and he says, "Bishas mishlacha ze'evim," when the ze'evim are out for a kill, then av ze'ev echad onus. Even one ze'ev, even a single wolf, is enough to consider an onus. You can't stop it. If it wants to eat, it's going to eat. However, the lacha is not like him. The lacha is one wolf, you have to try to chase it away to call it an onus. That's for wolves. When it comes to dogs, they're less scary. Shnei klavim, wild dogs, a little. I don't know what these dogs are. I assume it means jackals. Why do I say that? Only because you see them in the hills here. But I don't know. Maybe it means big dogs. I don't know.
Certainly not a Rottweiler.
No. Yeah. I don't want to draw the line. I don't know.
Are much different than wolves?
Sorry?
Jackals are much different.
Yeah, they're not scary. Jackals are not scary.
They're much smaller.
I mean, maybe I'm stupid. But if I see jackal, I run after it to get a better look at it. I get out the car. I get on my bike and chase it down. They're like little. They're like this big. They're not gonna.
They're
40
tons is a huge for a jackal.
Yeah, I've never seen. They're little. But they run away. I've encountered many jackals in my time in the hills. I personally try to chase them to see them. They never have even growled at me. But anyways, so maybe that's his club. I don't really know. Chazal had a word for Sha'ul for foxes. So it's not a fox. I don't know. Why am I saying this? Because a jackal is very small. But dogs can be very big. I don't know what wild dogs were. I've seen dogs in the hills here. I don't know if they were the Chazal's wild dogs. And they're very scary. And I would know. It's like a wolf's even scarier, I guess. But one, I'm not going to chase it down. I'd run away. I don't know. Maybe Chazal, maybe if you're a shepherd, you're trained in the arts of protecting sheep, and you should protect yourself. I don't know.
They just now that bears and lions have been killed out by us, because we're very good at that. You know, the biggest predator in Israel is hyena.
Hyena, yeah.
They have to like 120 pounds.
Right. That's right. So, indeed, we're going to get there in just a second. Hyena is about to surface in the Mishnah. But if you have dogs, so I'm just saying, I don't know what dogs these are. I just don't know. But if you have two of them, in onus, you could chase them away. And that's why I'm inclined to think they're littler dogs like jackals, because two dogs is a lot of dogs to chase away if they're big dogs.
You wouldn't be running after two Dobermans.
Right. Big dogs, I can't imagine. Anyways, so that's it. Two dogs, in onus, but three, of course, is an onus when three come and they want to get your sheep. There's too many for you to hold them away from the sheep. Now, Yadua, that's his name. Yadua HaBavli, the Yadua from Babylon. Over Mishum Reb Meir, he said, Reb Meir's name, Meiruach Achas. And onus. He says, yeah, it's true. Two dogs coming from the same direction, then you could chase them away. Mishtei ruchos, if they're attacking from two different directions, what are you going to do? You're not going to get you from both sides. That's an onus, but Allah is not like him. Allah has two dogs, you could chase them away. Again, my inclinations are small dogs. Smallish, like jackal-sized dogs. Okay. Halistim, armed robbers, raise the onus, that's an onus. If they face you, even if it's one of them. A single, I think listim is also the singular. One listim, because look at the bartender there. Chad listim. One listim is already enough. One robber, if he's armed, it's an onus. If he's not armed, the Gemara says it's not an onus because you could take him on. But then, bottom line is, of course, the basin will decide if that's really true. Right, it depends who, obviously, everything depends, exactly. But, yeah, so the Gemara's thinking is, even if you have a gun and he has a gun, it's still an onus, because, you know, who says you have to go into a shootout over some stupid guy's cheap? So, like, once he's armed and dangerous, then, like, he's obviously planning on looking for a fight so you can run away, and it could be considered an onus. If you're both unarmed, the Gemara seems to say, then you should stand up and protect the sheep, that's your job, but I guess... Again, but the basin will decide if you're 5 feet tall and he's 7 feet tall, then probably not. Okay. So those are those animals. Ha'ari, hadov, ha'nemer, fa'bardlis, va'nachash. There are those five animals. If you remember, there's actually a list of six in Bava Kamma, because the sixth was the zev. So he's not repeating itself. But the ari, the lion, the dove, the bear, the namer, the leopard, the bardalas, different pshatim. Rashi learns it's as little as a weasel. Weasels aren't very scary to me. Chulda. But they are nasty. Have you ever seen a weasel before? They are nasty, but they're not. I don't know. Anyways, they're like overgrown rats. But others learn a bartalus is a hyena. I've seen him shot a cheetah. I have my doubts about that, because I don't think there were cheetahs around here. But in any case, whatever it is, and then, furthermore, I doubt Chazal would differentiate between Nemer and who cares. Bartalus is something big and scary. Let's call it a hyena.
One of those two is a hyena?
I think the bartalus is a hyena. Tzavu, that's what Rashi says. Rashi in Bava Kamma says Tzavu, which is a hyena. Just here, he says, Chulda.
It was a lion, bear, tiger, war panther, or leopard, or something.
Okay, there you can be rest assured it wasn't tiger, right?
Or
panther.
Really?
Well,
the modern Hebrew Namer is tiger, but it doesn't mean there were no tigers.
Namer is tiger? Is tiger modern Hebrew?
Yeah.
No tigers here, it's crazy.
There were no tigers here.
Leopard.
There are leopards around here. Or cheetahs, maybe. How did it was a tiger and not? It's striped.
It's very clear.
Okay.
And they said, well, there were no tigers here, so they figured because Israel was the major trader between Africa and Asia.
So someone brought one along.
So someone traveled.
Yeah, tigers aren't far. But there aren't tigers in Africa. And we're basically, that's closer to northern Africa. So you can have. There are leopards in northern Africa. I think a panther and leopard is the same thing, just the panther happens to be. Yeah, I think panther and leopard, or they're similar, very... cougar's something else. Cougar's smaller. A panther... Cougar's like a mountain lion. A panther is like a black leopard. Very similar. I think they can... They're the same species. Maybe there's a different species. There's three things. There's a panther, a puma... a leopard... They're all the same-ish thing. They can crossbreed, I believe. Anyways, all that aside... But a cougar is smaller. Cougar's like a mountain lion. Yes. All those things are scary. And the nachash and the snake. Those things are all scary, and you can't be expected to stand up to them. Just run away and let them eat the sheep. And that's considered an onus. Hareza onus. That's why Tosso says, come on. It can't be a little scary than a chula. They are scary, but not, as you say, not that scary. Okay, Tosso once said something bigger, but he doesn't say that. He's a bigger kind of creature. Whatever it is. Who knows? It'll all be up to the basin. The basin decides it's scary.
I would not stick around if there was a
neither would I.
Neither
would I.
And they both got eaten by a couple of them.
They're dangerous. They're really dangerous. Yep. Now, Amasai, when does this all apply? Bisman Shabo Melehem. That all assumes that these nasty animals showed up on the scene. So that you're an onus. However, or the listim for that matter. Avalim holchin l'makom gedude chayav alistim. If you walk yourself, your sheep, through an animal, wild animal park, or into the enemy camp where the listim are hanging out, so then obviously an onus, that's not an onus, that's your fault for walking into a minefield. Exactly.